hopefully baseball comes back at some point, and then hopefully a little after that, this man could be pitching in Baltimore. It's Bruce Zimmerman, Oriole prospect, who joins us now, gives us the inside access to being a prospect in the Orioles organization. And Bruce, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, let us know what are you doing now? What are you able to do anything workout wise? What are you up to? Where are you?
I'm back home in Ellicott City, Maryland. Just trying to stay on top of throwing first and foremost right now. So I have a friend of mine who's a pro ball too, and Michael Austin. And so luckily we've been able to throw. Obviously following the quarantine procedures as closely as possible, but still getting out to throw at least. And then right now I'm waiting to hear back from my gym about when they will be like legally allowed to open up the lift. But for now, I'm just trying to do some at-home workouts. My physical therapist has been great, and so has my the guy who plans my workouts is sending me some home workout stuff that I can try to do to stay on top of it. But first and foremost, just staying healthy and trying to keep the arm moving as much as possible and stay on track.
So, Bruce, are you, like, literally going to, like, a baseball diamond? Like, you know what I mean? A baseball diamond at a local school or, you know what I mean, a park that's not being used? Like, is that pretty much where you're throwing? Or
a lot of the, yeah, a lot of the baseball fields are, the outfields are pretty shoddy around me. So we've been going to the local high school turf field. Haven't been able to stretch it out. I'm going to be in touch with some other catchers once I start needing to get back off the mound here soon. But as far as just throwing, we just go to the local turf field and kind of stretch it out, kind of keep the arm strength built up for right now. And we can do touch and feels, like flat grounds to each other, but anything more than that, we'd rather have a catcher for each other.
It's just a snapshot kind of where we are, you know what I mean? Like, we were on the air 2 weeks ago waiting to find out if that game was going to go off at 6:05, right? You were scheduled to pitch, I think it was against the Twins or whatever. And now, you know what I mean, you're literally at a municipal park to try to get your throwing in, you know? And it's just like, it just sort of kind of, right? It captures sort of where we are. Like, this is very surreal that, like, a guy who may have been on a major league roster is now just trying to find a mound he can throw off in his neighborhood.
Yeah, it's. I mean, nobody saw this coming. I mean, maybe some people did. I don't know, but I mean, it is pretty crazy to think about the 180, the total 180 that we've had to do in the past week. And I know I'm not the only one. There's plenty of teammates that I'm in contact with and stuff like that, where a lot of guys are still kind of scrambling to figure out what they're going to be doing and kind of based off of wherever you're at, you may have different restrictions or, you know, you might still have the freedom to go to a gym and work out or still throw. So it's kind of just playing it by ear and trying to stay as prepared as possible. You know, all that work we did in spring training built up to about four innings or whatnot. They still want to keep us there, and they put us on a schedule to keep going forward with building up until the prospective opening day. So kind of just doing the best you can to figure it out.
Talking to Bruce Zimmerman, Oriole pitcher, here on Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. So, Bruce, how did you feel like spring training was going for you and before things got shut down?
I was very happy with how I was doing in spring training. Obviously, just going in there, I was looking to meet the coaches, just kind of establish myself a little bit more within the higher ranks of the organization. Just get to know the other pitchers that have that major league time and have that experience and try to pick their brains. But as far as my actual performance, I was happy with what I was doing. I felt like I was improving each outing on some aspect and was getting stronger throughout my outings. So as much as it's a shame that it got cut short, obviously there's a bigger picture there. But overall, I was very happy with how I was able to perform through the amount of spring training we got in.
I mean, I think it was 9 strikeouts and 7 2-thirds innings, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I think it was exactly that. I mean, was there something that you were applying? And not that you didn't have a great season last year, you did, but I mean, was there anything you were sort of applying from your off-season work or even just some, you know, things that the O's imparted to you and in your exit interviews at the end of the 2019 season that you felt like you were really seeing crystallized down there in Sarasota?
When I came in, I mean, I definitely had goals for the offseason, trying to improve certain things. And when I came into spring training, I mean, my body felt great. My arm was right where I needed it to be. I was actually throwing harder than I was expecting, so that's always a nice bump. And then with the real big factor in spring training, I was able to really establish my off speed with a lot of confidence, and more so than I had even last year with a full four pitch mix instead of just relying on three pitches. So going out there and kind of having that kind of feel with your pitches, you gotta, I mean, some days you'll have it and some days you won't. Some days you'll have, you know, two out of the four, or, you know, three out of the four. It doesn't matter, but I just felt like I was really able to work on a lot of things with my off speed and really attack with it, which is necessary in any count once you get to the higher levels, obviously, because they can sit on one pitch over another.
Talking to Orioles pitching prospect Bruce Zimmerman, it's Inside Access with Jason Lockenfor and Ken Wyman. So you're a Loyola High School grad. Jason's a Loyola High School grad.
Roll Don's roll.
Is there a secret handshake? Do you guys go to meetings together? What's the deal?
Yeah, I think the handshakes are out for right now. A proud Don, Roll Don's roll. Really cool little link between us there. But, yeah, great school. Love Loyola. A lot of my development and as much of a man as baseball player to that school.
Bruce, we were actually there for your first start when you got to Bowie, and they made all those trades, and you know, guys were flying in, and I think no one was really on their usual schedule, and there was kind of delays in when guys pitched. But it was cool to see you know, your first start, and I was there with my son Rocco and his friend Luca, who are middle school at Loyola now, and they had all their Loyola stuff on, and I could tell that was a big moment for you, and I know it started a little rough in Bowie, but it kind of started rough for a lot of the guys who were brought into the organization in the middle of the year like that. But, I mean, last year, obviously, things really kind of fell in place for you. You know, you guys had a great thing going throughout the organization. How cool was it to be back here? And then, you know, to be a part of this movement with all these other young pitchers who you're watching on MILB and you're having a great outing, and then Kramer's having a great outing, and then Aiken's having a nice outing in Norfolk, and Zach Lowther's having a great outing. You know, it just seemed like there was a movement going on that everybody was kind of taking the intel and what the analysts were telling you guys and all that technology and kind of applying it. It almost seemed contagious in a positive way, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I got down there, yeah, it was about getting established first. But then, I mean, after that 2018 season going into 2019, we were all more established. We all knew each other. We all knew we were kind of end up in Bowie together, which was, I mean, we had a rough start of that season. We were pitching well, obviously, but we weren't really hitting well. But once we started clicking as a team, I mean, it was like literally we had one of the best rotations, I think, in AA last year. For a good portion of the year. And it, like you said, I mean, it is contagious in that way where, you know, you go out on your night and you throw well, and you think you throw well for, you know, six and a third or seven innings with like one run. And then, you know, Zach Lowther comes in behind you and goes seven shutty. And then the next thing you know, you're like, I got to top of that. So, I mean, it was definitely a lot of fun pitching with those guys. We're all around the same age, relatively speaking. So we all know we're kind of part of this movement for the organization about where they want to go, and hopefully we can all keep rising through the ranks together. But I mean, it's definitely nice to have that in the starting rotation as well as the bullpen guys, but it's a lot of fun going out there and competing when you know you kind of got someone nipping on your heels, or you know, you want to see each other do well, but it's also about just going out there and competing and doing the best you can. So having a group of core guys like that that's doing so well all together right now, we're all kind of systematically rising through the ranks, it creates a lot of buzz in the city, I'm sure. And hopefully we can keep producing and keep staying on the track, because we all want to get to Baltimore at some point and, you know, help bring that winning culture back to Baltimore.
Bruce Zimmerman, we do appreciate your time. We hope to have baseball back soon. And once we get baseball back, we look forward to watching you pitch, and hopefully one day in the near future pitching at Camden Yards. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, man. All the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.